MGTOW is freedom. That's right, MGTOW, men going their own way. This is your chance as a man to stand up and be a man. And we have to understand, right, that it is us. When we mess up with women, it's not the women's fault, it's our fault. Part of being a man is accepting responsibility, right? Because we allow things to happen. We allow ourselves to be manipulated and tricked. We allow ourselves to be lied to. Even if our intentions are honorable, right? We want to get married. We want to have a good relationship. We want to treat our women well. That can't always happen, right? Right? You try your hardest and it doesn't work. But you're still responsible for the fact that you got into that relationship in the first place. You're still responsible, right? Because you should have known the rules going in ahead of time. You should have known that if you get a divorce, you lose half your shit just like that. You should have known that if you have children, they're going to be used as a weapon against you by your ex or your soon-to-be ex. You need to realize and understand that just because you planted your cock in it, you haven't planted a flag that is going to prohibit her from being viewed by other men as a worthy prize. Now, if your woman was good, then she wouldn't cheat on you. If your woman was good, she would be satisfied with you. If your woman was good, she wouldn't be looking to monkey branch up and past you. But women aren't good. They're not satisfied. They can't be made to be happy. What are some of the clues that we as men, as MGTOW men, intelligent men, rational and logical, what can we look out there and see and go, hey, that woman is not a good risk to take? Now, if you insist on having a woman, if you insist on it, how can you be sure to get a good one? Right? You go out with them, you date them. They're nice to you. They take care of you. They fuck your brains out. They suck your dick. They tell you how awesome you are. Right? But you don't know if you have a good woman yet. It can take years and decades sometimes to find out that they never really loved you and that all they wanted to do was steal your shit from you and eventually move on. But there are some major pointers out there. And the major one I have found is that enhanced women are a huge problem. And we shouldn't fall for their shit. They give it away. The biggest clue that a woman is not a good one is that she has enhanced her appearance. But you guys, you're all men. You know you're men. You want to do this right. But what do we keep doing, right? We go, man, check out the fucking cans on that bimbo, right? She's got the fucking fun sacks, the upper love handles. She's got it going. If she is enhanced, right, if she's gotten fake titties, what does that tell us about her in her mind? It tells us a number of things, in my opinion. It tells us that her vanity is a priority. Now, I think that women should look good for men and that they shouldn't insult us by looking like shit. But when they go so far as to get fake titties, what is that telling us? That they're not happy with themselves. If they're not happy with themselves, how can they be happy with you? Right? If they can enhance their tits, they will enhance their personal life. And what is the best way to do that? Well, for women and tits, they get a transplant. They get different titties, ones that are better, ones that suit their idea about what it is they are and what they want. So they get their tits done. Those are the titties they think that they want. Those are the titties that give them the attention they desire. And that is the same woman that'll leave a man, leave you in a fucking heartbeat, if she thinks she can improve not just you as a man, but the man in her life by replacing him with a new image, the same way she replaced her titties with a new titty image. Enhanced women are dangerous. Now, I don't mind a woman keeping in good shape. Going to the gym or exercising, not being a big fat pig and eating a bunch of food left and right, stuffing her pie hole full of everything she can get, including cocks, right? I don't mind a woman that wants to exercise. But when one makes her physique and her desire to keep her body in shape a bigger priority than you, you've got a problem with that woman. She can't be satisfied, and she wants something else. Anytime I'm going to say that a woman makes herself, her appearance, a bigger priority than you, you've got a problem. Women love to enhance their social status. How do they go about doing that? They lie about who and what they are to impress others. They want an enhanced personality. So they aren't true to themselves. They act like someone else, or they act like someone they think that you want, until they impress somebody else or get someone else's eye and change into something else for that other person. I have personal experience with this. At age 47, I've got a lot of fucking personal experience with this. And it's not just the woman I have, right? It's other women I know that I've known as coworkers or associates or maybe acquaintances or the wives and girlfriends of other men. They act one way until it benefits them to enhance their personality for social status, to get more attention from someone else. Indeed, enhanced women are dangerous. Not only are they dangerous to you, but they're a danger to themselves. They make stupid fucking decisions trying to enhance, right, their income. Right, trying to be something and someone they're not. What's another way that we see women enhancing themselves? They do it with makeup. Right, we joke and call them, you know, clown faces, and I say they pie that shit all over their face. Right? I think a woman should take care of herself, should look good. But when that again becomes a priority over you, there's a problem. If a woman looks good enough for you and she continues to try and do things better and better, is it for you or for her? This is one I've seen a lot. You've got a girl. You've been with her a while, right? You seem to be getting along just fine, right? Sometimes she wears makeup. Sometimes she doesn't. Of course, they always look better when we first meet them, and then they quit trying. They don't try as hard. They don't put the energy and effort into it because they've already got you. But then for some reason, not understood by you, all of a sudden, they're doing their hair again, really fancy. They're getting in shape at the gym. They're exercising. They've quit eating. They're losing weight. Is that for you or for them? One of the surefire signs and ways that you know a woman is getting ready to dust your dumb ass is if she's getting in better shape and looking better for someone else. I've had lots of stories come in where guys go, yeah, I got my girl. I married her. Right, things were going along, right? We were working really hard. She felt bad about herself. She wanted some fake titties. She said it would make her feel better about her appearance, so I bought her fake titties. And the next week, the next month, I caught her cheating on me with another guy. Or she just left me for another guy. But she wanted me to pay for her upgrade. This really happens about the time women hit the wall. The wall is that a theoretical place where a woman realizes, and where men realize, that woman is not getting any better looking. In fact, she's starting to go downhill. When a woman realizes that she is a depreciating asset, she will seek to enhance her appearance in an effort to move up right then. They will make that last-ditch effort to find another man at that point. So 30-something women are incredibly dangerous in this area. 20-something women are dangerous enough, but it's the 30-something. They're having a wall crisis, and so they seek to enhance themselves. And I would say, the moment your woman starts talking about getting fake titties, it's over. She's already made the decision in her head to leave you. And it's just a matter of trying to get you to pay for one more thing. Am I wrong? Am I right? Right? Women should look good and do makeup, yes. But are they doing it for you? These are tests that you need to do and prove to yourself that they're worth having. What's your guys' opinion on this, on enhanced women? I would like you guys, if I've missed anything, and I know I have, put down other ways you've seen women enhance themselves in any way. Their personality, their looks, their clothing, their physique, their diet, where they live, the car they drive. Ah, yes, the car. Right? She's been satisfied driving the SUV and taking care of the crumb crunchers, taking them to school. All of a sudden, she wants a new car. Where the fuck did that come from? What's the matter with the car that works perfectly? That you finally managed to pay off. Now she wants a new one? I know for a fact that women not only get fake boobs to enhance their appearance, but they get a brand new car to enhance their attractiveness to another man. That's right. They'll get a new car. They'll look good sitting in it. Oh, look at me. I'm the shit. Right? And they'll use that to attract another man. They want to convince that other man that they're worth buying a new car for. Just like having them big old titties is like saying, hey, they're worth fucking and having. It's worth putting up with all of her shit to get to them titties. That's what they're selling. When they want that new car, damn right, they want attention. They're shopping. And they're going to have you pay for it. And even if you divorce her, or she divorces you, you're going to keep paying for that car. Because it's your name on the dotted line. You signed the contract. Right? Contract. Contract law. Is how you are tricked into participating in the scam that is the feminist model, the feminist program for destroying men and empowering women. Remember what I've said. Men are up here. Women are down here. They got equal rights, right? The lie was for you to believe that we elevated them with freedoms. That's not the truth. They never moved. They never budged. Women never got any better. What they've done is drug us down to their level, where we're fighting in the mud with these fucking pigs. Guys, we've got to learn our lessons. Learn from me, okay? If it hasn't happened to me, I've seen it happen to my friends. And I've heard from you guys, and it's happened to you. MGTOW is freedom. Men going their own way. Serve yourself, guys. Take care of yourself first. And if the woman wants to be with you, then she better come along on your chosen path, according to your rules. And only give as much as you want to, not because they ask for it. I know men, and the women think these guys are dicks, right? They won't do anything for their girls unless they decide they want to. Why? Because they know otherwise it could be a trick. So when a woman asks for this or asks for that, they tell them no out of principle. No. No, you don't get that. No, we're not going there. No titties for you. Do they do that because they're dicks? Or because they are defending themselves and doing their best to keep that bitch in line? I'll tell you what, that's what they're doing. Because it's not that they're mean and bad. It's that they're looking out for themselves. They're protecting and armoring themselves. Right? And if that woman wants to go, get the fuck out of here. There's the door. Right? But you don't get a new set of titties. You don't get a 5-year gym membership signed up and prepaid in advance. You don't get a new fucking car. You don't get facelifts. You don't get all that hair and all that shit. And you don't get a 5-year wardrobe guarantee and a shopping spree at Dillard's and Macy's and Nordstrom's. Right? And that's what they'll do. They'll steal money and set it aside so that they can pay to enhance themselves at your expense. And unfortunately, when it comes to a divorce, you don't get the titties. You don't get one of the titties. You don't get 50%. They take all the titties. They take all the pussy, and they take all the money and property and retirement they can. And just for fun, they'll do their very best to crush your soul, your spirit, your self-esteem, and your libido. I'm John, right? I have the penis. I am the host of MGTOW is Freedom. MGTOW is freedom. Freedom from femme oppression, right? I am onerous, Emeritus, Migtonus, Hominus, right? I'm a man. You are too. Look out for these enhanced wenches. Because underneath all that makeup and behind those fake titties and hidden deep within that shiny new car is a woman that hates you and doesn't care about you and wants to destroy you. And I don't want to see that happen to men ever again if I can help it. Semper Fi.